Therefore, do not apply these examples universally, as this could lead to many serious errors. For instance, at the beginning of this same epistle, he said, "All are yours, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God." So then, are we all equally the possession of others as we belong to Christ and Christ belongs to God? Not in the slightest. Even the most simple among us can see the difference, even though the same expression is used for God, Christ, and us. Elsewhere, he also refers to the husband as the head of the wife, and then further explains this. Just as Christ is head and savior and defender of the church, so a man should be to his wife. So are we supposed to understand the statement in the text in the same way, including all that is written to the Ephesians on this subject afterwards? Absolutely not. That's impossible. Because although the same words are spoken about God and men, they don't carry the same weight in relation to God and men. The understanding must be different for these and those statements. However, we shouldn't interpret everything differently either, because otherwise it would seem as if they were randomly added and meaningless, providing us no benefit. But just as we shouldn't accept everything as the same, we also shouldn't completely reject everything.